You're right. You might remember that Walter Scott, when he was remembering this meeting between Burns and himself, said that Dugald Stewart was probably the most important man in the room. The concept of theoretical or conjectural or stadial history was coined by Dugald Stewart in the 1790s, and it was a way of describing a historical method that was characteristic of philosophers of the Scottish Enlightenment. It was a way of writing, it was a way of doing history, and was practiced by philosophers like Adam Ferguson, the host, in his essay on the history of civil society in 1767. And it was Ferguson who really kind of invented conjectural history, although it was Dugald Stewart who named it. And this way of doing history lasted until James Mill's History of British India in 1817. In this kind of history, progress is seen as a kind of natural, organic formation. It's a natural process. Historians posit natural causes for the events of history that lead to progress. History is not the result of the rational plans or the intended aims or the mission statements of individuals, and it's not the planned outcomes of national policies. Progress just happens. And it happens systematically. There are four stages to progress, from barbarism to civilization. You can see progress begin with hunting, the hunting phase. Then people begin to domesticate their animals, and that leads to pasturage. And from domesticating animals, people begin to grow their own food, corn and barley and wheat, and this leads to agriculture. And from agriculture, you move to the highest phase of civilization and progress, commerce and industry.